This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. The Lok Sabha and Rajya Sabha were adjourned till noon amid sloganeering by opposition members over various issues. When the Lok Sabha met at 11 a.m, Speaker Om Birla took up the question hour, but opposition members started sloganeering, demanding rollback of special intensive division in Bihar and other issues. Mr. Birla appealed to allow the question hour, saying that it is an important business and the opposition must participate in it. The opposition members continued their protest, due to which the Speaker adjourned the House till 12 noon.
देश जानना चाहता है कि आप प्रश्नकाल क्यों स्थगित करना चाहते हैं? क्यों आप प्रश्नकाल के अंदर नियोजित बाधा करना चाहते हैं? माने प्रतिपक्ष के नेता, आपके दल के नेताओं को समझाओ। मैं फिर आपको आग्रह कर रहा हूँ, सदन की मर्यादाओं को बना के रखो। सदन सबका है। सदन की कार्रवाई आज 12 बजे तक के लिए स्थगित की जाती है।
The Rajya Sabha was also adjourned till 12 noon following opposition uproar. When the House met at 11 a.m, two AIADMK MPs, M. Dhanpal and I.S. Inbadurai, took oaths. Deputy Chairman Harivansh said he has received 26 adjournment notices from different political parties relating to various issues, but the notices were rejected, citing ruling. We now go over to our correspondent Anand Kumar in Parliament. Anand, what update can you bring us from the Parliament proceedings?
Valsa, when the proceedings in both the houses began at 11 a.m., opposition members started sloganeering over their demands. As soon as the proceedings of the Lok Sabha started, the opposition members created ruckus, to which Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla expressed concern over their conduct, saying that when both sides agreed to have discussion on Operation Sindoor, then why the opposition is disrupting the proceedings of the House? Amid the noisy scene during question hour in the Lok Sabha, Union Minister of Jal Shakti, Gajendra Singh Shekhawat, replied to a question regarding the Swachhta Green Leaf Rating Initiative. Valsa, similar scenes were also witnessed in the Rajya Sabha when the proceedings began at 11 a.m. Meanwhile, two AIADMK MPs also took oath as members of the Rajya Sabha. After that, the deputy chairman tried to run the zero hour, but due to the uproar, proceedings of the House were adjourned till 12 noon. Meanwhile, a special discussion on Operation Sindoor has also been listed in the business of the House, for which 16 hours have been allocated. Latest update is that Rajya Sabha has again once again adjourned till 2 p.m. following opposition uproar. But the Lok Sabha proceedings is now going on. Back to you, Valsa.
Thank you, Anand, for that update. NDA MPs today staged a protest in Parliament premises over All India Imam Association President Maulana Sajid Rashidi's objectionable remarks against Samajwadi Party MP Dimple Yadav. Holding placards in their hands, NDA MPs said his remark is an insult to the women community and India will not tolerate this insult. Talking to reporters, Lok Jan Shakti Party R MP Shambhavi Chaudhary said, for NDA, the honour and prestige of women is of utmost priority.
जिस तरीके से एक महिला सांसद को बदनाम किया गया एक सांप्रदायिकता के आधार पे, ये बिल्कुल गलत है और इसके खिलाफ हम लोग अपना आवाज उठा रहे। पार्टी की कोई भी विचारधारा हो, राजनीतिक स्तर पर हमारी अलग विचारधारा हो, पर हमको लगता है कि महिलाओं को अपने सम्मान के लिए एकजुट रहना चाहिए।
The opposition MPs also staged a protest outside Parliament against special intensive revision of electoral roll in Bihar. In Uttar Pradesh, at least two people lost their lives and 17 were injured in a stampede-like situation after an electric wire fell on a tin shed in Ausaneshwar Mahadev Temple in Barabanki early this morning. The incident took place when devotees had lined up for darshan on Shravan Monday. Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath has expressed grief over the incident and directed officials to ensure proper treatment for the injured. He also announced an ex gratia of 5 lakh rupees for the bereaved families. Benchmark domestic equity indices, Sensex and Nifty, were trading with modest losses in forenoon trade today, led by decline in realty, media, IT and private bank sectors amid cautious investor sentiment. And with that, we end this news bulletin.